We have Ambulance Victoria on every now and again, as our listeners know, and today's no exception. So let's talk about outdoor safety. It's really important, and I imagine the further off you get from the main walking trails or well-worn trails that people follow, the greater the risks can be. So let's have a look at that. With the cooling off period coming up and people looking to spend more time, you know, doing things like motorbike riding, I don't know, horseback riding, hiking, and all those sorts of things, what should we make sure that we are taking with us when we go off the beaten track and obviously increase the risks of vulnerability out there?
Yeah, and certainly this time of year we see people move, you know, away from the beach activities and more up into the hiking, mountain bike riding and four-wheel driving and the like. So it's really important when we go into those more remote areas that people have some level of preparation. So obviously a first aid kit is really important. Things like your basic bandages, being prepared. Even though there's a weather cools off, it's less likely you'll encounter snakes, but certainly still not impossible. So and knowing how to manage a snake bite or minor fracture from a fall or something like that is obviously quite important. The other thing that's really important is being able to contact emergency services if you need us. Yeah, and that's where things like the Vic Emergency app, but also the Emergency Plus app, which can help you locate where you are by providing you with grid coordinates within the app, and then you can read those out to the operator when you call. And that way we can come and find you if you do need our help.
Yes, I suppose, let's be honest about the thing, if you're off the beaten track, it's going to take longer usually for people to get to you, one. Of course, you can minimise that to some extent by being able to tell people exactly where you are. But at least if you had some coordinates, the emergency services can use those coordinates to actually pinpoint your position.
We find that a lot of the times that we're delayed in getting to people when they are in these environments, and let's be honest, there's some beautiful places in Victoria and the Yarra Valley even, you know, a lot closer to home that are just amazing to go and visit. But just the response time is only part of the problem, and if we have to spend time both on the phone trying to organise or understand where you are, but then also if we end up in the wrong location, that can have some, you know, some serious consequences in some of the more significant issues or incidents that people can sometimes find themselves coming across.
I guess the other thing is accessibility. I mean, locating a person is one thing, but you've also got the time and delay and the effort involved in perhaps your guys having to scale down cliffs or navigate streams or rivers, or they might have to walk in some occasions rather than drive in.
Whilst we do have some specialist resources in terms of four-wheel drives and the like, we do sometimes need to rely on our partner agencies with Victoria Police or the State Emergency Service, or sometimes even the CFA with their high angle rescue, depending on where the person has come to their little adventure. And that probably leads, you know, talking about high angle rescue probably leads into one other really pertinent point that I might want to bring up, and this has unfortunately occurred on a few occasions. We find that in some areas, particularly with great views, that there are fences and barriers are put up, you know, by land managers.
Sure.
And they don't look great in the background of your selfie, but they're there for a reason.
Yes.
And unfortunately, there have been a number of cases in Victoria in recent times where people have gone beyond barriers and had some quite unfortunate mishaps with some very serious consequences. So,
yes, I can tell you that that's very real. It happened to a company I used to work with, and it was exactly what you described. In this place, it was right in the outback, and there was no protective fences. And this guy actually stepped back to get a better picture of his wife, and he went straight over the cliff backwards. Unfortunately, the end result was not good. In fact, he didn't make it. But apart from all the other things, obey signs and don't cross barriers that you shouldn't be crossing, not just for that very important selfie, but the consequences could be unreal.
It's an unfortunate reality. It's in a social media driven world, you know, images are everything, but you don't want that to be the last image someone has of you.
Yes, or if your camera goes with you, you might even not have the image anyway. So being serious about it, it really is. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do to prepare yourself, and you've been speaking about things like taking a mobile phone with you so that you can actually work out where your coordinates are, and more important, that you can actually contact somebody.
People will often think even in places as close as the Yarra Valley that mobile phone coverage might be everywhere, and it's not. And there are times when you might have to leave someone who's injured to go and make a call to let us know where you are. The other option is the old personal locator beacon. I say old because it's with the advent of mobile phones and mobile phone coverage, people do seem to see those old locator beacons is a, also those locator beacons is an older type of technology. But if you have one and you're in an emergency, then you know, take it with you when you go. It's no good to you sitting in the garage or on the shelf at home. If you do have one, you spent the money on it, take it with you and use it if you need.
Looking beyond that for a moment, there are other ways Victorians can get emergency help without actually calling an ambulance, for example. Can you tell us about other options people have?
We can do secondary triage if you do call 000, but sometimes you may be quite aware that your issue is not necessarily needing an emergency ambulance. You may have had a fall and have the classic is tripped over a log at your campsite and you've now got a sore wrist. So you don't necessarily need us to come and get you, but you can go to one of the urgent care clinics that you can find pretty easily online by searching urgent care clinic. You can also do consultation if you've got internet access via the virtual emergency department or the VVED, where you can do a free online medical assessment and advice without needing to go anywhere. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You do need a mobile device with an internet connection though, and you can go to vved.org.au to access that. vved.org.au is the website. You can just search virtual emergency department as well as another way that you'll find that or come up with that. And of course, the nurse on call, which has been around for quite a while now. But
nurse on call, yes.
Yeah, urgent care and VVED are a relatively new option.
Those are really important, but there's also, and I mean, I think people need to also be self-reliant in some ways. So you mentioned fruit before, a first aid kit. The important thing would be how to use it. You mentioned an example of a snake bite before. Well, most people know that you need to do something urgently by yourself or someone with you. If you had a phone and you had contact, you could obviously ring 000 and they'd probably walk you through how to isolate the snake bite region so the poison didn't move quickly. Also, I guess there's things that crying out for people to actually to go to your website. Have a look and not wait until they're stuck out in the bush and may not have contact. If they can prepare themselves in advance by looking at your website. And if you know you're going out hiking, well, most people do, they don't just do this in a whim or horseback riding or whatever they're going to do. They know what they need to take with them. Preparation is very important. I think probably going to your website would be an excellent place to pick out the points that may be important to you in the next few days.
If you're in a position to, you know, undertaking a first aid course with a reputable provider is obviously a good way to
good point. Yes.
Some additional, you know, hands-on and instructional techniques. Most providers will have you do a level of online component, but then get you in to do some face-to-face as well. And it's not the old 2 days sitting in a classroom like it used to be. It's a little bit more self-paced, and it's certainly far more accessible for a lot of people. It's one thing to say, you know, manage that snake bite. There's nothing like being prepared ahead of time rather than sort of trying to dredge it up out of the memory banks from 20 years ago. And things do change. You know, for instance, our snake bite nowadays, there's no more sucking the venom out of the wounds like maybe we would have done 30 years ago. It's one thing to call if you can from where you are, but there's also immediate actions that really need to be taken. But we don't have an ambulance on every street corner, particularly the environment you're likely to encounter snakes is not always in an urban environment. So you might be a bit of a way away from help. It's one of the reasons we go to the places we go to, is to be away and in a more remote area and enjoy the scenery. But that comes along with some added risks that we can help mitigate should we be unfortunate enough to need to.
Well, exactly. I mean, and there's also, we talked about risks that can happen going along, like falling off a bike, falling off a horse, tripping over a log and all those things, or encountering a snake. But, I mean, there are also medical risks that, you know, you had a heart attack. Something like that has happened to you, a medical situation. So it's really important that you prepare yourselves and make sure, I guess the other thing is common sense. Am I fit enough to do what I'm thinking about doing? You don't want to be halfway up Mount Donabiang and find out your heart just can't take it.
It's a little bit of self-reflection is always a good thing. Sometimes these things sneak up on us and we think we're fit and well, and that does happen from time to time, of of course, but I think, you know, taking on reasonable challenges, you know, if you've decided that you're going to go on a health kick, a trek up the side of a mountain as your first adventure is probably not the wisest choice. Obviously, being in a group with other people does to some extent mitigates the risk, obviously, because you've got someone to call for help for you. But now, if you do know that you have some chronic medical conditions, in an ideal world, you know, if you were going to go and do something like that, it would be wise to go and discuss that with your preferred, you know, healthcare professional to discuss, you know, is this 30K mountain hike something I should be doing, or should I work my way up to it? Thankfully, we don't see too many of those, but they do happen from time to time where people get overly ambitious with their newly found desire to undertake physical activities.
I want to talk to you about one other thing, if I may. We've heard about Ambulance Victoria and all those things, but you've got Wilderness Response Paramedics, I believe. What do those people actually do? I guess it's very important is what we're talking about now, because I imagine they've got a fairly big role to play in some of these things.
Our Wilderness Response Paramedics, we've got around 120 at the moment. That number fluctuates a little bit. We're looking to add to that in the coming year or so. But it's a skill set that allows us to send our advanced life support or intensive care paramedics into some of the more remote and wilderness areas in Victoria. And they're selected on and trained to, as we were discussing earlier, to potentially hike significant distances into patients. They have equipment to take with them. They carry in tents and shelters, cooking equipment, as well as all the normal stuff that we would take. They are trained to potentially sometimes stay overnight with a patient. There are times when we might be responding to a four-wheel drive accident or a mountain bike fall or a motorcyclist, a horseback rider, as we were talking before, and they may have minor to moderate injuries. They can't get themselves out, and maybe we're going to intend to winch the patient out via the air ambulance helicopter. But if it's really necessary, they'll do that at night, but they often prefer to do that during daylight.
Sure.
And sometimes our wilderness response paramedics will walk into a patient in the late afternoon, take their tents in, put the patient in a tent along with themselves, and then wait until the next day and either walk the patient out with the assistance of some of our partner agencies, or they may then, you know, evacuate that the patient by helicopter. Sometimes our wilderness paramedics will be, you know, flown in by helicopter to a nearby location, so on top of a mountain, and then they'll walk in to where the patient is. So a combination of people having a physical aptitude as well as obviously the clinical skill set to deal with that situation that's not exactly our normal bread and butter case that our paramedics attend.
And I think, I mean, your paramedics are fantastic people anyway, but these, we're now taking a step up to wilderness response paramedics. Wow, some of the things they'd have to do, but of course, also remember, folks, these fantastic people, it's going to take them some time to get to you. As Sean's just been talking, they've got to walk in, they've got to be winched in on a helicopter, so whatever it is, it's not going to happen quickly. So a number of things, I think, to sum up, if I may. I've been talking to Sean Caulfield from Ambulance Victoria, but I think if I could sum it up this way. One, plan your journey. Check trail maps and difficulty ratings and all those things. There's places you can find that information. Know what you're about to do, and obviously give yourself a physical check and say, well, can I do these things? And I think the next thing is to download that Emergency Plus app. It's free and it's built in with GPS components and all sorts of things, so it can help pinpoint your location if you get stuck. And I think that's really important. The next thing I think is to tell someone your plans. Traveling to the top of Mount Donabuang, he's expected to be at such and such a place on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Make sure that if you're doing these things that you tell people what you're doing and when you'll ring them and when to let them know what's going on, so they know when to raise a panic alarm if there is one to raise. The other point is carry your basics. Pack a mobile phone. Make sure the battery's charged. A small first aid kit. Plenty of water to sustain you. Appropriate gear. I mean, if you're going to be overnight or the temperature's likely to turn cold suddenly, make sure you've got some warm clothes. And consider carrying, you know, a personal location beacon, which Sean mentioned to you. Not everyone's got one, but they're very important if you can lay your hands on one, because that will help you when all other communication devices fail.
All of those things sound like very sound advice.
And there's plenty of good map shops which sell these things. Spend a few dollars, buy one of these maps for these sites. It's obviously got all sorts of information about what you need to do and what you may encounter in these regions. So they're great. And as I said before, go to the Ambulance Victoria website, ambulance.vic.gov.au. Great site to look at, whether we're talking about things outdoors there or any other emergency or semi-emergency, or how to contact or find out more information. The site's got a wealth of information on it, not just from what we're talking about today, but things in general. And, you know, whether you need to call an ambulance or whether a nurse on call would be a more appropriate thing to do, all of those things are on the site. And no good looking at when an emergency is happening around you. When your nearest and dearest has encountered a snake bite, get an idea of the contents that are there. I mean, you'll never remember all the things that are on the site if you're going outdoors on an adventure.
A very wise advice. Always better to be prepared ahead of time.
Sean, thank you very much for your time today. We've been speaking to Sean Caulfield from Ambulance Victoria. Importantly, go to the website, find out more for yourself, because that's a great place to start. Sean, thank you for your time today. I wish you a pleasant weekend. If you're going outdoors, take those precautions, okay?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.